But the Lord Jesus, after presenting us with this beautiful feast that he places before us yesterday, he turns to the great crowds that were following him and in a way kind of begins to sift them out to figure out who is really with me and who is not. By saying these things, if, unless you hate your father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, and even your own life, you cannot be my disciple. So that's one of the costs of discipleship. The other is to, if whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple. And the last one is that everyone who does not renounce all of his possessions cannot be my disciple. That's a lot to ask. And I think it brings up the question for us, you know, what if being a disciple of Jesus has never cost us anything, then we wonder if we really are being a very good disciple. And what is it going to cost us? Well, the Lord, he puts his things in very stark contrast by saying, hating our father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, taking up our cross and renouncing all our possessions. In a way, it boils down to, if following the Lord Jesus is in a way not the most important aspect of our life, then something else is taking its place. Perhaps all the great crowds that were following him, many were following him because of the miracles that they saw, the great things that were going on, or maybe just kind of involved in the crowd because everybody else was doing it. You know, this is kind of an exciting movement, and they're sort of on the way. But Jesus is going to turn around and say, you know, it's really going to cost us something. What is it going to cost us? Ultimately, it'll cost us our life. We may not give our life as a martyr, but it's going to cost us our life, our everything. So when we look at our life, can we see that in a way discipleship has cost us something? Christianity and following Christ is not like going down a lazy river. It's just always easy. Sometimes that cost is the difficulty, the trials and everything that we go through in our faith. The trial of drawing closer to Jesus is not easy. Some things that we know we have to begin to leave behind, to renounce, to give up. And to be able to give up, to renounce all things for his sake is the deep call. I think St. Paul in that first reading kind of gives us a picture of what that renunciation or what that cost is. He says, even if I am poured out as a libation upon the sacrificial service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with all of you. In the same way, you should also rejoice and share your joy with me. St. Paul talks about himself being poured out completely in Christ's service for his people. And he's writing this to the Philippians after he's been in prison and all he's been beaten. He has all the struggles with the Corinthian community that he keeps writing back and forth. All these different things. And just he calls it a daily tension of all the sort of stress that he has for all the churches, wanting to bring forth Christ in all of them. And all of this stress, he sees himself as being poured out for the Lord. I think in our own life, we sort of look in as we evaluate, do we see how much it really has cost us? Are we willing, like St. Paul, to be poured out as this libation for Christ and to proclaim the gospel, to bring the good news of Jesus to all? The Lord, he sort of sifts out people, and he sort of sifts in our own life to see, what is it perhaps that we still need to leave behind? What is it that we need to renounce in order to follow Christ more faithfully and more fully?